handing over Bagram Jail to Afghans. It is the biggest US prison here in Afghanistan. Over 3,000 people are imprisoned here. The Afghan government now has control over many of them. Some of the inmates are militants, others are local villagers detained during US-led military operations. To Afghans, it's a big victory.
To preserve the sovereignty of our country and implement rule of law, we have assumed the control of Bagram prison today, and I congratulate the people of our country for this victory.
But not a full victory. The US forces will keep an eye over several prisoners. No one would be allowed to meet them without the US military go-ahead. And it has been admitted by John Allen, the top US military man in Afghanistan. He has described them as very dangerous guys.
We transferred more than 3,000 Afghan detainees into your custody at an expedient rate and ensured that those who would threaten the partnership of Afghanistan and coalition forces would not return to the battlefield.
Allen did not want this prison to be handed over to Afghans so quickly. He says he fears jailbreak. Therefore, he had recently rejected the demand of President Karzai for Bagram prison transition, and verbal clashes erupted between him and the president. Karzai finally warned John Allen against any delay. It's not only Bagram where Afghans are held. There are reportedly many US secret prisons here too. Will they be closed by the Afghan government? It's not known yet. But yes, Bagram jail is well known as another Guantanamo Bay among people here. Rights groups are also of the same view. They have repeatedly blamed the US forces for torturing and abusing prisoners there and depriving them of sleep.
During the handover ceremony of Bagram prison, a number of prisoners have also been released. They were captured by American forces for allegedly having links with the Taliban, but no top US military people attended the ceremony, including John Allen. Observers said those who were there also seemed quite irritated because they were forced to give the control of this prison to Afghans. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.